Hello, listeners. I have John with me today to talk a little about Days Inventory Outstanding, or DIO. So, what is it and why is it important?
Hello, Emma. Days Inventory Outstanding is a metric used in business accounting. It is a formula used to calculate the average number of days inventory is held in stock before it is sold. This is an important metric for judging the financial health of a company. The longer time it takes to sell inventory, the longer the money invested in materials is tied up in stock. Moreover, the physical space needed to store stock costs money. Car companies famously use just-in-time supply chains to limit the expense incurred from storing vast amounts of car parts, and thus keep their DIO as low as possible.
I understand. And how is Days Inventory Outstanding calculated?
Using a simple formula, Days Inventory Outstanding equals the average inventory value divided by costs of goods sold multiplied by number of days. Average inventory is the money value of the entire inventory over a period of time. If the period of time is 1 year, then it can be the value at the end of the year period, or the average value over the year period. Cost of goods sold is the monetary expense of making the inventory for the period under scrutiny. And finally, number of days refers to the time period that is under investigation. To give an example, you have a company making toys. Over a 1 year period, the company has, on average, £20,000 in unsold stock in its warehouse. Over that year, the cost of making toys has amounted to £100,000. And finally, the number of days refers to the accounting period under consideration, in this case, 1 year or 365 days. Putting all the numbers into the equation produces DIO equals 20,000 divided by 100,000 times 365. That equals 73 days. The days inventory outstanding for our imaginary toy-making company is 73 days.
Is that high or low? Is it indicative of a successful company?
73 days would be considered successful. However, to better understand inventory and sales, it is best to compare the number with previous years. This will reveal if a company is moving stock slower or faster than normal. Also, it is very useful to compare the DIO of a company with another company in the same sector. If a toy company down the road had a DIO of just 60 days, then alarm bells would start ringing for company executives. What are they doing wrong to be holding stock for longer? Also, days inventory outstanding is a metric used in calculating the cash conversion cycle number.
We've talked about the cash conversion cycle on a previous podcast. Can you give us a recap on what it is?
Yes, the cash conversion cycle is the following formula. CCC equals days inventory outstanding plus days sales outstanding minus days payable outstanding. The calculation produces a number that represents, on average, how many days it takes to convert cash into inventory and then to turn that inventory back into cash via paid-up invoices. It shows how quickly money can be used to turn a profit. The lower the number produced by the cash conversion cycle calculation for a company, the better.
Listeners might be unclear about the terms days sales outstanding and days payable outstanding. These are terms we explain in future podcasts. Finally, John, what can a company do to improve its days inventory outstanding?
They have a number of options. They could discontinue some products that are selling slowly. There could also be a risk that stock is becoming outdated due to changes in the market. Pursuing a discounting strategy for this type of stock would be wise. And then there is marketing. Perhaps the company has great products to sell, but the buying public is just not aware of this. And then there is better planning and forecasting. Using accounting scrutiny to predict periods of high demand and low demand allows a company to dynamically change its orders for materials so that inventory is not left on the shelves too long, gathering dust.
So days inventory outstanding is a metric that helps a company manage itself better. Very interesting, John. Thank you.